The theory of evolution proposed by Charles Darwin in his groundbreaking work, Origin of Species, published in 1859, has been championed by scientists ever since. And like evolution itself, the science of it, the gathering evidence and data, is a ceaseless pursuit of scientists all over the world. In the theory of evolution, there is no talk of God and no Bibles are used. They're not looking for higher powers, extraterrestrials, or anything else that could be found in the science fiction section because they are not dealing with fiction. As more is known and more is shown, Christian fundamentalists see their fingers being pulled off the steering wheel as their oppressive shackles are more and more being seen as fear-based nonsense. And so these awful people who favor abstinence-only sex education, as does the President of the United States, seek yet again to put God into public school classrooms. First, it was the rewrite of the Pledge of Allegiance, the addition of under God between one nation and indivisible, which they insist sounds great. Actually, it sounds like a badly punched-in edit that throws the rhythm of the piece way off and totally removes the power of the statement. Well, they're back with the theory of intelligent design. It's not much of a theory. It's more of an over-fancified collection of sentiments basically saying that there are life forms and functions in them that are so complex only God Almighty could have come up with them, and we can just stop wondering and just start praising Him. Now, the foundation of intelligent design relies heavily upon an idea called irreducible complexity. The breathtaking stupidity of irreducible complexity is only outweighed by the complete lack of science involved. It is just intellectually lazy and cannot be tested or challenged. You can't get God to come down to the lab and prove a fucking thing. You just have to believe. And science does not operate on faith. Faith is taught in churches. If you can't prove it in the scientific world, you've got no game. These Christian fundamentalist psychotics are so power mad, they will stop at nothing. Willful ignorance, intimidation, and suppression of information are their tools. Intelligent design, abstinence-only sex ed, the new dark ages are upon us. Hang on, folks. This century is going to be a rough ride.